Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Phil Sang of the USMEF joining us after this.
Don't miss the Pollard Farms Performance Genetics 14th Annual Bull Sale coming up Saturday, February 23rd at the ranch, Waucomas, Oklahoma. Now, the sale begins at 12:30 p.m. and will feature 95 home-raised service-age Angus and Hereford bulls, AI sired, including many ET full and half-brothers from their top donor dams. Give them a call today, 580-758-1464, or go online to pollardfarms.com. February 23rd, the Pollard Farms Performance Genetics 14th Annual Bull Sale, Waucomas, Oklahoma.
Hey, cattle producers. Our friend Jim Odell and the folks at Superior Livestock want to invite you to check out their Superior click-to-bid option of going online and bidding on any of their auctions, their regular auctions, or some of the various seed stock and purebred auctions listed on their website as well. For details, go to their website, superiorclicktobid.com. It's a great way when you can't be in front of the TV watching their auctions to bid wherever you are. Superior, click to bid. When it comes to the U.S. pork and beef export business, the United States has a great advantage over other exporting countries. And that advantage? Phil Sang, the president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Been around for a lot of years, and in the early years of his career with USMEF, he was the country director for Japan. Back in the early 1980s, in fact. As a result, Phil Sang is uniquely qualified to quantify how big of a deal moving from a 20-month standard to a 30-month standard is. And we talked with him about that at the recent cattle industry convention in Tampa, Florida.
Well, it's huge because the United States, number one, is going to have much more cattle eligible. Under the old system, we had only about 20 to 25% of our cattle that are presented for slaughter that were eligible for Japan. This will bring about 90 to 95% of the cattle eligible, which will allow for a lot more product to be able to go to the Japanese market. You know, we estimate right now that that probably will add about another $20 to the value of a fed steer. So right now we're exporting about $215 is the export dividend as a result of that. So that could possibly go up by another $20. So it's huge what it means to the producer. It's huge what it means to the exporter. And most of all, it's very good for the Japanese. They have a shortage of product in that market. It's going to help them as far as kickstart their economy. Their government just contributed under the new Abe administration $150 billion to stimulate the economy. So the fact that we can have more of our product going in there at that timing, the timing is perfect. It's almost like a gift from the government. They open their market, they stimulate their economy, and let's make some hay when the sun shines.
Are the infrastructure within Japan, is it ready to go?
The infrastructure in Japan is ready to go. The announcement that was done on the 28th of January announced it was going to open up on the 1st. All the procedural things that had to be taken care of were taken care of prior to that. So right now, our exporters, all the major packers, everybody, they're putting up product for this LT30 business. And I think right now there's going to be two systems going on in Japan at this point, the 20-month cattle plus the 30-month cattle. But once that's worked out, basically, because there's going to have to be tremendous caution and everything in that process. Mm-hmm. But once that's worked out, we really see a big proliferation of business going into that market. It's going to be big from the standpoint of variety meats. It's been limited as far as the eligibility of variety meats. Japan is a huge buyer of tongues, of mountain chain tripe, and a lot of these areas. These products are going to go in Japan at a much higher pace.
So that drop credit could go higher.
The drop credit is bound to go higher. There's no doubt about that.
Top hired hand of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Phil Sang. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hi, I'm Al Soker, Vice President of Old Surety Life Insurance Company. Remember full-service gas stations? Today it's hard to find that kind of service. At Old Surety, we want you to have that same feeling when you call us. When you call Old Surety, the phone will ring and a real person answers with a friendly hello. No automated voices, no buttons to push. If you have questions about the right insurance for yourself, your kids, mom, dad, or even your car, give Old Surety a call at 1-800-272-5466 and say hello. Please keep our country in your prayers and remember, God is in control.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.